5th July, 1946. What is Sarvam? Everything. How to see everything as one's self. For the last 3 days, a young man who came recently has been worrying Bhagavan with a number of questions without rhyme or reason. Bhagavan was explaining patiently everything in great detail. This morning, at 9 o'clock, he started again. You say everything is one's own self? How is one to get that feeling that everything is one's own self? With a voice indicating displeasure, Bhagavan said, What is meant by everything? Who are you? If you tell me who you are, then we can think of everything. You have been asking me many questions for the last few days, but you have not yet replied to my question as to who you are. First, tell me who you are, and then ask me what is everything, Sarvam. Then I shall reply. If only you try to find out who you are, these questions will not arise. If you don't try that, and go on thinking of what next to ask, this will go on like an endless flow. There is no limit to it. There will be shanti, peace of mind, only if one practices self-inquiry and finds out the truth. If instead one inquires about this and that, what is the use? It is all wasted effort. The young man said again, To know one's own self, should there not be a guru and sadhana? Why do you want a guru or sadhana? You say you know everything. Why then a guru? You don't care to do what you are asked to do. What can a guru do? A guru's help will be available only if you go the way he indicates. You talk of sadhana. For what purpose? What type of sadhana? How many questions? One must go by one path. What is the use of running about with limitless doubts? Will your appetite be satisfied by your eating food or by others eating their food? What is the use of wasting your time asking about those people and these people or about that and this? You forget yourself and go round the sky and the earth searching and inquiring. What is happiness? You must first inquire, Who am I that am going around and inquiring? If one thus inquires about one's own self, no other question will arise, said Bhagavan. Meanwhile, another took up the questioning and asked, How did the jiva acquire karma? Bhagavan said, First, find out who jiva is, and then we shall find out how karma came. How did the jiva acquire karma? Is that karma allied with jiva, or is it at a distance? These are the thoughts. None of these doubts will occur if the mind that is so active outwardly is made to look within.